Okay. I wasn't going to read this right now, but I think I will. Let's just go to Proverbs 15 and verse 8. Proverbs 15 and 8. You know what? Invite people to our prayer meeting. And you can tell them that this is the word and prayer. Okay, Wednesday night is a time of word and prayer. And tell them that it's 1 hour. I always try to keep it that way so that people will come. We don't have a lot of kids here yet, but I promise you from 6:30 to 7:30, unless the Lord comes in and takes over, then we'll stay all night. I don't care. But so for right now, just tell them the first part is like a devotional teaching of the word, encouragement, and then we have some time of prayer. And that's what we do on Wednesday night. So invite somebody to come with you. I want to talk to you just right here and show this to you, how to bring pleasure to the Lord. Isn't that an awesome thought? Sometimes I'll have an evangelist in, or I'll be praying at home, and I will just say, Lord, help us to put a smile on your face. I just want to make you happy. How can we make him happy and feel good about us? And he feels right at home when he's with us. But to think that we can put a smile on his face is a beautiful, beautiful thought. And I'll show you right now how we can do that. And it's so appropriate for tonight. Lord, thank you for how good and wonderful you are in presenting your word. It's always the word. It's always, always, always the word that speaks to us and delivers us and heals us. So thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Proverbs 15:8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. That means he hates it. Abomination is perfect. If there's such a thing as perfect hatred, it is hatred. The sacrifice of the wicked, he says, sacrifice all you want. But if you're not obeying me, you're not keeping my commandments, you are an abomination to me. I didn't say that. The word said it. But look at this. The second half changes. But the prayer of the upright is his delight. It gives him pleasure. It gives him joy. Makes him happy. Could put a smile on his face. Just the prayers of the saints. To hear those that are upright before him talk to him. I've thought so much. I've been reading through the Old Testament and coming through and reading, seeing those people of Israel. And it's always baffled me why, you know, they're out there in that horrible wilderness. It was only an 11-day journey, but it took them, Deuteronomy first chapter says, it took them 40 years, but it was only an 11-day journey where they needed to go from Egypt, where they left, to go to Canaan, 11 days, by foot. Took them 40 years. That's almost impossible. But in that wilderness, you know the story. God sent down manna from heaven. He gave them bread from heaven every single day. Not the Sabbath day, not on Saturday. But he told them, now you gather twice as much on the day before the Sabbath. On the sixth day, gather twice as much manna. Well, here you go. It was just enough for one day. I'm like, Lord, my goodness, those poor people are out there in that wilderness. Couldn't you give them enough manna for the whole week? Just day after day. And you know, there was always some doubters around. Well, I'd say doubters, but maybe if I was there, I'd have been the same way, thinking, boy, I sure hope that food shows up tomorrow. You're laying there thinking, okay, me and my family ate everything he gave us today. What if it doesn't come tomorrow? Day after day, they learned to trust him, and they found out they could depend on him. But, you know the story, they get out there in the wilderness, and they started murmuring, we don't like this manna. And many of them died because they displeased him. Now listen, we can bring him pleasure, but we can also cause him to have displeasure or not be happy with us. Because we start murmuring, sometimes we just have to stop and examine ourselves. Why? I think sometimes it's just the fact that we get tired of the old humdrum everyday thing. day after day. You get up, you do this, you do that, you go to work, you come home, or you stay home, or whatever. Then you go to bed and you start the same thing. Sunday you go to church, you start again on Monday. So you look at that, but it's been the same way. And so these people begin to murmur about what they got. So that was not good, because you're like, well, God, why did you do that to them? I mean, give them at least a week's worth, or, you know, a year's worth. But he said, no, here's what he said. And you know this. If you gather, if you try to go out there and you start hoarding and you're afraid there's not going to be enough, go ahead and get it. But I will cause that extra manna that you gather, if you get it and hide it in your home because you're afraid you won't have enough tomorrow, or the other people may get it before you, then I'll just have worms come on it in the middle of the night. I'll just cause it to be moldy, and you can't eat it tomorrow, and it won't be good for anything. So what, I would just suppose that he wanted them to learn to depend on him and trust him like a little child trusts their mom and daddy. Just trust me. Just let me take care of you. Now, what does the Bible tell us? And we sing that song. His mercies are new every morning, every day. Now, we're going to get plenty of mercies for the rest of our life as Christians. But he said, I'm going to give you enough for the day. And then another portion of scripture, I think it's in the Psalms or Proverbs. I'm sorry, I should have known it. I looked it up. He said, I'll give you the strength to meet your day. You will have the strength for your day. But the mercies new every morning. That means when Miss Connie went down the other night, in the middle of the night, she had enough mercy for that day. And in that morning, she woke up with mercy. How many times have you had stuff going on, Tori, like that migraine you had the other day, but you had mercy to get through that? You had mercy to help you, and you're like, people will look at you sometimes and say, how'd you get through that? Mercy of the Lord. It came again. The other day, your mother passed. You met new mercies that day. It was another. You hadn't had that kind of mercy through death. Now, I know when Daddy died, but that was a long time ago. Now you're looking at it again. You got new mercy. But then you went to work the next day, and they needed mercy for whatever went on at work. So every day, he's still giving us. And what did Jesus say in the Lord's Prayer? Now, if you say, Pastor, where's the Lord's Prayer? It's Matthew 6, remember, where he told us that when you come into your secret place, your Father who is in the secret place, your Father sees in the secret place, and he will reward you openly. When you go into that secret place, shut the door and pray. And your Father meets you right there. When you pray, go into your room. And when you shut the door, pray to your Father, who is where? Look at that. He is in the secret place. And your Father, who sees you in secret, will reward you openly. All right? Now, go down to verse 9. Yeah, okay. Look at verse 9. So write this down if you don't know where the Lord's Prayer is, so you'll always know where to find it. You say, well, I can quote it, but you got to know where it is. It's in Matthew 6. There's a bunch of good stuff in Matthew 6. I brought that out to you many times. So if you don't have Matthew 6 in your heart, get it in your heart, because it's just full. In this manner, therefore, pray. Jesus speaking, by the way. Pray, our Father in heaven. That must be a New King James Version. Our Father who art in heaven. We'll quote it the old King James way. So say it with me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is where? Okay, it doesn't get any better than that. Go on. Give us one day. Give us this day. Now tomorrow, I know I got stuff going on tomorrow, but see, we worry about tomorrow. We worry about maybe the daily bread being a bill that's coming due, or what you're going to do with that child, or the decision you have to make. You're at a crossroads. You're either going to have to go here or there. What am I going to do? So you can worry about tomorrow if you're not careful, but he said you don't have to do that. Just pray. Jesus said, pray like this. Give us our daily bread. No, give us this day. Give us this day on Wednesday, and then tomorrow I'll pray again on Thursday. Listen, I pray this prayer every single morning. Every morning I pray this. Because Jesus said to, and it covers so much. Give us this day. Your mercies are new every morning. And then during the day, I get my daily bread. And then in the Psalms, he said he loads us how often? Daily? With benefits. So we get our daily bread. We get daily mercies. And then we get our daily benefits. All right, give us this day our daily bread. And that bread includes everything, all right? Go on, sis, let's see. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So it belongs to you, Father. And so that's why he is able to dish it out. Now, if you go to someone and you need a loan, or you need this, or you need that, or you need a car, don't go to someone that doesn't have the resources to give it to you. You go to the person who has the resources, and he said, I will meet your need. I will supply. I'm the God of supply. I will supply your need according to my riches in heaven, in glory. Okay, so it doesn't get any better than that. Because heaven has everything. I don't even have a word for riches, for honor, for blessing, for love. It's just full of all the good things. So he said, right there, it's the honor. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And then he said, I will meet your need according. He didn't say according to my supply. He said according to my riches in heaven. According to my riches. All right. Whew. And then the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not, which means lack. So a shepherd takes care of the sheep. I was so blessed. I saw Brother Juan come in. There you go. I saw him at the funeral service yesterday for Pastor Carlos. Was that not the sweetest service you've ever seen? It was just powerful. That precious man of God, I mean, he and his wife, just so precious, just so godly, so sweet. So his son got up to speak. He was a minister. And his son says, you know, at one point, Dad, I think he said Dad and Mom lived over at Mission Bell Mobile Home Park. And that's where my mother lived for a long time. And there's just rows of evergreen trees. You know, those tall, skinny ones like are at the cemetery. And they hired Brother Carlos, Pastor Carlos, to trim those trees. So I guess he had a business like that on the side. And so this young man was like 16, just a young man. He wanted to make some money. So his daddy says, son, you want to go with me to work tomorrow? I'll pay you. I'll give you some money if you help me work. Load the brush or the stuff, the limbs off those trees in the truck. And his son says, oh, yeah, Dad, I'll go. So the boy goes with him, and he thought it's going to be a tree or two. Well, he looks down this row, and there's just a multitude of trees. And he said, I just wanted to quit. I just wanted to run. I don't want to do that. And long story short, Brother Carlos told him this. He says, son, don't you look at all those trees. We're going to cut one tree at a time. So let's just do this one tree, and let's take care of that. And he said, we cleaned that up, you know, did that tree. He cut, and I put the stuff away. And he said, before you know it, it was done. We had done the trees. And so you take one day at a time with our daily bread, our daily benefits, our daily mercies, and our daily grace, and all of our benefits, and from his riches and glory. So, you know, when it says that he delights in the prayer, but the prayer of the upright, let's go back. Just leave that one verse up there, Gabby, that go back to Proverbs 15:8. I'm going to close right here. But the prayer of the upright is his delight. I don't know. I think he just probably wants us just to be like little children and just depend on him, not all worked up about it. I looked up the word delight, and that's just what it means. Great pleasure, it means enjoy, to enjoy. So he enjoys it when you're in that secret place. Tonight, you're going to be here corporately with people. We're going to be praying, and it's going to put a smile on his face. He is going to enjoy that. Great pleasure, or to enjoy. He's going to like it when we talk to him. Now, it says he will not withhold any good thing from us. Now, if you're able to do it, you don't withhold much from your children unless you just can't or they don't need it. And sometimes our children don't need it. You know, you got a 12-year-old boy and he wants to start driving. Well, as much as you love that boy, you're not going to give him the keys to your car. Not till he's 16 or had driver's ed. He's just not going to do it. I don't care how much you love him. And God's not going to give us things that would destroy us. Amen? Now, but we may not like that. But he said, now, when you're more mature, then you can have it. And sometimes we're wondering, well, why can't I have that? Well, where would you wound up? Now, that's my opinion. But when you can just pretty much run, all truths run parallel. And if you're not going to give that kid the keys at 14, there's certain things I think that he would say, the only reason I would withhold is because you're too immature for it, or it might destroy you. He knows what's best for it. For us. So if he gave his only begotten son for us, then you better believe he's going to take care of us and do everything he can to help us. So I do just want to say this. If you get to thinking sometimes, and people will tell me this all the time, they'll say, you know, Pastor, I can't help it. I'm just always thinking something bad's going to happen. I just feel like something bad's going to happen. I wake up in the middle of the night. Something bad's going to happen to my children or my wife. Or, you know, I don't know. I just feel like something bad's going to happen. Do your best. Or pray. Make God happy. And just say, Lord, or Holy Spirit, would you help me change my thinking? If we take the time to think something bad's going to happen, couldn't we turn that to think something good's going to happen? Oh, Oral Roberts, remember those of you that are older? Oral Roberts, I don't know if he wrote the song or his singers on ORU, they would sing, something good is going to happen to you this very day. Something good is going to happen to you. Why? Because Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. That's why. That's why. Because we got a secret place, and he loves his babies. He loves his children. To talk to him, depend on him, and trust him. Yeah, I got my daily bread today. Yes, I got my daily benefits, but I'm going to get them tomorrow too. And I'll get them the next day. And I'll get my new mercies in the morning. Amen. Darkness may endure for the night, but joy comes when? In the morning with the mercies. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for that sweet verse. I'm just so thankful for all the things you put in our Bibles for us. Forgive us for not reading it. Lord, I pray that you draw every person in this house to their Bible more and more and more so we can get all the benefits and all the bread that is there for us to eat. Now, Lord, we're going to come to you in prayer. And I pray you'll look upon us and let us put a smile on your face and enjoy us. As we talk to you, we depend on you, we trust you with all of the things that happen to us. And we're not saying that, you know, bad things don't happen to good people. But, Father, there's just sometimes we need more mercy. And tonight, Lord, I know that Daryl and Fifi and Kirsten, Brian's wife, they all need, Lord, your strength, your power, your faith. Help them to go from faith, strength to strength, and glory to glory. Help them to get that new mercy in the morning. I give you praise. And Lord, we bless our offerings. We bless our tithe. Whatever we're bringing tonight, we bring it to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, saying thank you for all you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.